Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of the BH Sales Blog Talk Radio Show. And I just want to do a little audio check and shout out. I have my guest, Isabella Thor, in the waiting room. Isabella, can you hear me? Isabella,
yes.
Can you hear me? Okay, great.
I can, absolutely.
I'm sorry?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, great. I just wanted to make sure a quick sound check. Thank you so much. Bear with me here just for a couple of seconds to segue into the show. Wanted to do that quick audio. Glad that you can hear me okay. So everyone, welcome back again to another edition of the BH Sales Blog Talk Radio Show here today. Welcome one and all. And some of you via invitation where applicable. Obviously our guest, Isabella Thor, and she'll be here in just a second. My two church mice, Peter and Paul, ubiquitous audience each and every day. We do 3 audio podcasts daily now in our 6th year, and our daily YouTube channel is Grandpa Bill's Grunts and Groans at Bill Holt, 8792. Please do continue to give us a thumbs up, like us, subscribe where you feel comfortable in doing so, and do check out IsabellaThors.com website, which she's going to expand upon right now. And many of you may know this. I've done a few archival shows. So her biography will be in post-production for those that may not have heard it yet. And Isabella most assuredly can expand upon that. Isabella, welcome so much and thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me. Good morning.
Good morning to yourself. Now refresh my old man memory and for everyone else's edification that might not know that, you are calling in from New Brunswick, is that correct?
Yes, New Brunswick.
Okay, well,
Canada.
That's great because proverbially speaking, you'd have to have a pretty good pitching arm, but you're a stone's throw from us here in Maine. Kind of, sort of.
So oh, amazing.
Welcome. Yeah, so welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. So I'm going to kind of let you segue right in. I'd love to have my guests kind of, you know, get into their own comfort zones. I know you've done this many times, but I want to make sure. And 2 connotations of the word here today, and I mean it with all due respect, the flow as far as the tempo and meter of the show, and obviously the very important subject about the flow as it pertains to women's health. So Isabella, segue right in. Tell us all about yourself, just in case, you know, we do have some first-time listeners, and then wherever anybody may know you along the way, it's great to be redundant. Welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, sure. No problem. Let's see, where do we start? Well, I'm a nutritional therapy practitioner, and I spend most of my time shocking women and men by saying that painful periods are normal, and I'll keep repeating that again and again until we start changing how we approach period pain, because one thing is for sure, if we ignore things like period pain and other hormonal consequences, there will be quite awful consequences later on, and it's very expensive, and yeah, it's worth talking about it because many people think it's so normal to have a painful period. And that's really where I start with people. And Other than that, I spend a lot of time with people of all kinds dealing with chronic conditions of various kinds, from hormonal issues to arthritis, fibromyalgia. I don't say no to anybody who wants my help, but I do spend a lot of my time on female hormone health because that's, well, it's the biggest cry for help that I get. And yeah, that's a little bit about me. If you want to know more about what that looks like, everything's on the website, just like Bill said. It's on isabellthor.com. And yeah, you should know, above all else, you should know that pain is a signal from your body, no matter what it is or where it comes from in your body. It's a signal that needs your attention. So yeah, I always like to start there. How's that for an introduction, Bill?
Thank you so much again for being here. And one of the prelude shows, and I know I kind of ganged up everybody's schedule, all in good intent. I know I kind of ganged up on yourself the last, whatever, couple, 3 days with more information as a prelude. So my point is, with your own matriculated schedule, you might not have even gotten wherever I did it over the weekend. I addressed an issue on my own show about maybe having you go ahead into your frequently asked questions page. I think that's a great place to segue. And then I got some questions for you, maybe towards the tail end. And we're all here for about 45 minutes today. So if you wanted to do that, I think that's a great way on your own website, those frequently asked questions. If you wanted to go through those, I think that would be a great introduction for our audience.
Oh, sure thing. No problem. Yes, I did hear that introduction. It was wonderful. It was really great to hear somebody go through it. And yeah, so well, let's just start at the beginning. So what is a nutritional therapy practitioner?
I love it. That's a perfect segue. Thank you.
Please exactly. I got you, Bill. So, it is a practitioner who is in the larger field of functional medicine. Specifically, functional medicine is basically just like standard medicine, except it doesn't want to manage your symptoms. How awesome is that? It actually wants to solve the root cause of your chronic condition, because functional medicine does not believe that chronic conditions are a natural thing that all humans must endure just because of as they grow older. That's the first place to start. Standard medicine versus functional medicine. Now, I'm a nutritional therapy practitioner, which means I'm in a subdivision of functional medicine that focuses very much on functional nutrition. So the two things that are really important to functional medicine are nutrition and supporting the body's detoxification system. One of the most important distinctions between standard medicine and functional medicine is that we in functional medicine see the body as a big whole, and we don't treat one organ system separate from another organ system. For example, your heart and your kidneys, they're extremely linked in many ways, from hormones to enzymes, but we don't have specialists like a cardio specialist or a neurologist for each system. So that's a little introduction of what I'm studying, what I'm practicing in my day-to-day practice. And what I do with people that come and work with me is I help them re-nourish their body. One of the most important things that I help people see is that your body is most likely not broken. What do I mean? For example, very common problem, your thyroid, for example. It's a gland in your throat area. Many people have thyroid problems. Well, I say it's not a thyroid problem, as in the structure of your thyroid is fine, but it's a resource problem. Your thyroid needs enzymes, vitamin, minerals, proteins, fats, and carbs to function efficiently and effectively. And if you don't give it enough resources to do its job, well, of course, it's going to look broken. And standard medicine is going to give you hormones and various things to modulate the correct hormone balance for your thyroid, for example, to reach that equilibrium again. However, my approach is to look at the person that comes to me and see, okay, well, how nutrient deficient are you? There's mineral deficiencies, vitamin deficiencies, and honestly, Bill, so many people really are nutrient deficient. And
I don't want to break your timing, but so that's such a key point. And everybody at my shows, especially at the Workouts for Geriatrics, where we talk a lot about the nutrition side of it, not just for us old timers. It's so important. It's so important. Please continue.
Absolutely. Thank you for, I love when people do that. It is really important.
Thank you.
And absolutely. So what I do next, therefore, is I give them exactly what they're missing. Most of the time, it is a vitamin or mineral deficiency. And so if you look at my FAQs on my website, the first question is, like, what do I help with and how do I help you in functional nutrition? Well, I help you with giving you the resources that your body is desperately needs to do its job properly. And I would like to make a little side story segue into what happens when, what happens when you don't have enough resources. Your body will prioritize. That's what happens. It's super smart, your body. And what's the most important thing that your body has? It's your brain and your lungs and your heart. It's kind of like the big three that they spend the most energy on. So if you don't have enough nutrients coming in, what will your body do? It will selectively give your brain, heart, and lungs the most of those resources. And then whatever is left, it just trickles down into every other system in your body, including your thyroid, your kidneys, and joints, your skin, hair, and nails. One of the reasons that your skin, hair, and nails grow a lot better and have a nice shine to it after you give people enough nutrients is because those parts of your body are the last ones to get nourishment. So if you have strong nails, hair, and great skin, that is a pretty good sort of qualitative way of telling if you're getting enough nutrients, because they're the last ones to get it. So that's what happens when you don't have enough nutrients. Now, when you give people enough nutrients, all the things suddenly start to function correctly. And that's my favorite part. Absolutely. And the next thing I'd say is really important to go over is the other part that people struggle with the most, that the thing that's in the way of people having excellent health and not getting sicker as they grow older, is to support their detoxification system. Now, this part of your system deals with everything that you don't want to stick around in your bodies. Everything from heavy metals to just everyday normal things in your food that your body naturally takes out so that you don't get sick from it. Now, in today's world, it's just the case that we just have a lot of a bigger toxic burden. Even living in a regular old city, there's car exhaust, there's industry, there's lots of little things that we just don't think about, and it's an extra burden on our system, especially our livers. So a big part of what I do with people is not only nourishment, but also helping the detoxification system run smoothly and effectively. And what I think is really fun, and I hope all of you think this is fun too, is that your detoxification system needs nourishment to function effectively. So if I give your body enough minerals, for example, suddenly your detoxification system works way better. And what does that look like? it looks like your cells being able to take out the trash way easier and regularly and be able to bring in good stuff into the cells. That's what minerals do. And they do like 10,000 other things, but it's one of the best ways to imagine and understand why minerals are so important. Can you imagine what your house or your apartment would look like if you couldn't take out the trash regularly?
Having a little sidebar, who cares? Having taken out my own last evening, because today happens to be the respective pickup, and I mean that with all sincerity, so far so good. But no, to your point, it is so key. I joke around while you know that. But to our point of my other show, that's why, folks, when you come each week, and thank you so much for doing so, when I say I reach out to experts in the field. And Isabella, refresh this old man's memory. We did meet originally in the podcast arena, right? And it was just
absolutely,
off different,
yeah.
Or did we?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, great. Yeah, and I know it was life scheduling and my trying to book out at six-month intervals at that time. So I know that then we did several prelude shows over there as well. And I accentuated, it's just a matter of life, and we're going to play phone tag, and we're going to get Isabella on the show. And here we are. So thank you, Isabella. Continue. I broke your train of thought just a little bit there. Continue.
No, not at all. This is the funnest part, I think, of talking to people and sharing what's possible. It's the little, you know, inconsistencies and little funds. And you have such a great energizing mindset. I just must say I admire it a lot. It tells me a lot about what you value. And just how you present yourself in the world is wonderful. So thank you.
Thank you. And this is what we're both trying to do. Unique to your expertise, for sure. But to get the exposure out there with all of our shows, social media, network, we're like-minded intuitives, and we do it together. You know, I stay out of the crazy arena, and you know what I mean. But that's how we do everything, because that would be so counterintuitive to help. Wouldn't you agree to get into all that buzzy craziness in the theater and all of that? Not to get too sidetracked, but the point is that's self-inflicted stress, anxiety, and that's when the body does fall out of kilter.
Oh my goodness. This is actually serendipity. Okay. This is like perfect segue into like the third thing that I end up working with with a lot of people. Yeah, good. Okay. Okay. So we got nourishment, detoxification. Now what's the last thing? And this is the something that you just learn with just being a human being. You don't learn this in school. You learn this by working with clients every day and just living a life. And that is that your mindset is so important to your health recovery.
Okay.
So important. You mentioned turmoil, being stuck in the turmoil of any kind. So mindset. What do I help people with here? First, I help them with noticing when they're stuck in one of these four things. When you're stuck in rush, the pull to rush. When you're stuck in overwhelm. When you're stuck in body tension. And the last and the most important one, when you're stuck in negative thought loops and memories that won't leave you, whether it's about a person or event that just happened or happened years ago, all these four things are a sign for you to know that right now your body is in a stressed state. All these things happened when you're in a stressed state. Now, instead of judging the fact that you're in a stressed state, what I want you to do is get in the habit of taking a deep breath, specifically taking 5 to 6 breaths per minute. That is shown with incredible research behind it, that to bring your nervous system down from the stress state into the rest and digest state. And surprise, surprise, when you go into the rest and digest state, suddenly the turmoil in your mind isn't so grasping anymore. Your mind clears, positive emotions become natural. And all of this is just a big hormonal, there's a big hormonal story playing out in the background. And I promise you that a lot of your stress and your negative thoughts are not you. They're not who you are. They're just a natural byproduct of some hormones like cortisol, too much cortisol or too much adrenaline. I promise you it's not you. So just to detail this technique that I teach everybody like on day one, because most people I see are dealing with chronic stress from their own minds or from the people in their life. This is what you do. So I said breathe 5 to 6 times a minute. So what does that look like? It looks like breathing in for 5 seconds, breathing out for 5 seconds. The only rule is that your exhale has to at least be equal to or longer than your inhale. That's it. You can breathe in for 5 seconds, breathe out for 6 seconds. Breathe in for 6 seconds, breathe out for 6 seconds. Anything like that will get you in the right zone of breathing 5 to 6 times a minute. And it's absolutely incredible. In the first few weeks of doing this, their stress, my client's stress, are cut down by half at the very least. I use this stress tracker device, and I have the numbers. It's amazing. Cut it down by half or more.
Those are incredible numbers. I mean, numbers do speak for themselves. They really do. And that does definitely speak for itself. And again, quick point, it's not about my shows, but it is about my shows because it's about our shows to our earlier point. In our weekly coherence meetings, which I'm a blessed audience member with Seth Lee Pruzanski each Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, it's great from the guided side there for those that may be participating or are interested in doing so. And I've been blessed that I've been doing these things individually for years. So it's so great to hear that more and more people are, don't you feel as though, I really feel at this precipice of time with all the craziness going on, that on the backside of it, I think more and more people are becoming aware. But, you know, there's a lot of room for improvement in the world and populace. But don't you feel as though we're taking the step in the right direction more so than maybe just a handful of years ago in regards to health?
In regards to health?
Not maybe where the present world's at, right while we speak. So continue. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I mean, to be honest, I have quite a strong positive vision for the future. Not only towards health, I think the whole world is actually improving. And it's just not talked about a lot. For example, the fact that poverty
that's okay. I'm talking over you. I apologize for that. I was just going to make a slight editorial comment on that. And to protect the innocent, maybe we're not afforded the opportunity to be availed to tell everything to the letter of the law as we speak because of some outside forces. How's that one? Continue.
How's that one?
continue. I'm sorry, Isabel.
That's okay. That's some food for thought right there.
Thank you.
I was just saying that I love how this is all connecting. Okay.
Thank you.
Everybody here, I just want everybody to hear right now, I want everybody to know that I used to be so depressed that I made a suicide pact.
Oh,
now, I have seen the world have no point. I've been there. I don't know if any of your listeners know this feeling, but if you are feeling this right now, where there's no point, you don't see any point in continuing, and, you know, it's very, very, very bleak and lonely. I've been there, and I promise you that all of that is just smoke. You're not seeing the fire of life, and I promise you it's simple to lift that veil and see the fire again and wake up every morning with that real will to live, because I can't say enough that that will to live is not only in your mind, but it is made from a combination of hormones in your body. And like I mentioned earlier, when your body does not have enough nutrition to even create enough of those good hormones that naturally make you feel alive, of course you're going to be like feeling only half okay or mostly crappy. I don't know if I can say that, but of course you'll feel that way if you don't have enough resources to even make those hormones. So even before you work on your mindset and like having a purpose in your life, I highly encourage you to see if you're getting enough minerals and vitamins in your life. It's that freaking simple. And it's so exciting to be able to say that, because so many people look at depression as something they can't control. And it couldn't be farther from the truth. It really could not be farther from the truth.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that was it. I mean, and that just relates to what I was mentioning earlier, how right now, you know, 10 to 8 years later of having that suicide pact made with myself, I can honestly tell you I really look forward to my life when I wake up in the morning. And I couldn't imagine that even 8 or so years ago. And now my vision for the world, I have such a strong positive vision for the world, not even in terms of everybody improving their health, but like, we're doing so well. Just a simple example is like we have as a global community, there's like a goal. I think it's over in, I don't remember the organization name, but it's somewhere in Europe where they were like, okay, we're going to cut down the amount of people that are starving by half in 15 years. Okay. And guess what? They achieved that number in 12 years. Like, how incredible is that? And they cut like the total number by half. And we're talking about, instead of billions of people starving, there's maybe a few, 200 million, I think, off the top of my head. But the number today is just incredibly much better than it was even 10, 15 years ago. So just that alone, ask yourself this, how often do you hear that being told to us in the news? In the source of turmoil, mostly, what in that news is these days, how often do you hear about the amazing things that we've been able to do as a society? Not often. But it's there.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
But it's there. That's it.
Okay, great. No, because that's perfectly said. And listen, we have another 5 minutes or so, ample time. So you definitely did one of my questions that I had sent you. And those weren't questions per se, again, to the earlier point, other connotation of the word flow for the meter of the show. But you answered it so great. But I'm just going to repeat it. I did, you know, said when I emailed Isabella as a prelude thing, you know, maybe we can go in, and she did. This was my question per se, suggestion. How do you delve deeper to uncover the why behind health concerns? She did it throughout the show, and I think that last 2-minute expose about the European facility, which I also know, everybody knows, I can't remember my own name, but I know what she's talking about.
Yeah, right?
And can you share some of the specific techniques or modalities that you integrate into your shows and plans? And she did. So why don't, maybe, if you want to segue out, who's your heroes? Be them male, female, or otherwise, but to hone in, who would you hold as a mentor in a high regard, be it women's health or just to continue to fight for women's rights all the way around the board, which are daily. In our earlier thing about gaining as a populace, I think women's rights are too, but we need so much room to do that. So do you have any heroes that you'd like to talk about on the segue out, if you'd like.
Absolutely. My goodness, what an opportunity. Because they deserve
I know, those are kind of
admired.
Putting me on the spot real quick, but you know why? Because
yeah.
I'm kind of setting you up. With all due respect, I'd love to have you back if in future. There's such a broad subject, and I'd like to see your continued growth along the way. And I'm really, really, really trying to get more interaction at the polls with specific questions. And I would love maybe segue something. You know, it obviously takes coordination on both parties and it takes some time and to get
that.
But I would love to have you come back and maybe do a potential Q&A when, where, and if it's warranted to do so. And I broke your thought about segueing out on your hero. Don't we go ahead and end on that?
Well, first of all, of course I would love to come back. There's nothing more delightful than an interviewer like you. And yes, you absolutely, you're welcome. And yes, my hero. So, okay, if I may, I do have two people in mind. So one is a pair and it's my parents. And I want to mention them because if you are a parent right now or want to be one, just know that you have such an amazing influence over your children, whether you go after your dreams or not, has a huge, huge inspiring effect on your children. And that's what my parents did to me. They were so open to putting their dreams out into reality and trying them out. And it's not like they always succeeded, like not at all. But because they were so open and willing, had my depression episodes and, you know, wanted to finish life. Like that was it for me. Some part of me was like, hey, let's stop. Let's take like, I don't know, a few years. If you can't figure this out in a few years, fine, we're done. But because that little part of me stayed open, because they were such excellent parents in demonstrating how to do that in living your dream, I'm still here. And even from that point on, I was able to not only heal my own depression, but then also discover something that I had heard no one talk about before, which is how I started this conversation with you. This fact that I say to people all the time now, there are three things I say all the time. Number one, painful periods are not normal. Number two, menopause, as you know it, as painful and horrible and crazy, is also not normal. And number three, even painful births are not normal. So one fact to another, it just gets more and more unbelievable. But I promise you, all of those things are absolutely true. And the only reason I discovered that they were true is because I remained open. And that is thank you, Mom and Dad. Like, end of discussion. That's it. And the other person, if I have a minute or two to talk about.
You congratulations.
Okay, thank you. It is this amazing man called Dave Asprey. He's basically an engineer by training, but he was sick and tired and couldn't figure out why he was sick and tired. And he, without any training officially, he just went out and talked to all the experts directly and figured out his health. And he started this big movement called biohacking. And that was my first introduction into this idea. You can shape your health because you have control over your you have a big control of your mind, over some of what you eat, and your environment as well. You have influence on all of these. And if you change these over time, as per your resources, you can have a significant effect on your genetics, which we're all taught today make you who you are definitively, as if they can't be changed ever. But he was the first one to teach me about this field called epigenetics. And that field says your You're, even though your DNA is set in stone, the expression of your DNA is absolutely not set in stone. And you can affect, you can express health or you can express disease by your actions, by your food choices, and your mindset. How freaking amazing and powerful is that to hear as anybody, a young adult who was struggling with wanting to live? How amazing is that to hear? And because he shared his story, made his own podcast, made his own blog, he has influenced so many people in the world for the better. And yeah, he's a huge inspiration to me.
That's beautiful. And you know, that's just yet another subject we've talked about so often. My show is up next. Really,
yeah.
Seriously, to your comfort zone and his, I'm not trying to elicit anybody. He's more than welcome to come on his own volition and or with you at any time if we wanted
yeah.
to talk. Seriously,
amazing.
But I knew that, you know, I don't want to pry into anyone's personal life or whatever, but you have an open invite to his comfort zone. And or if we want to talk about that in an upcoming show, that's awesome.
I would love to do that. That sounds so much fun.
Yeah, confer with himself and whatever. Just reach out to him. I would love to have that. And you'll keep the old man on my toes if I have two of you in the audience at the same time. I'm teasing a little bit. So one last time for today, and thank you. I feel as though you've given me the go to most assuredly have you back, and we'll work that out behind the scenes, scheduled and all that. Kind of crazy stuff that goes on in the world just because like it's always says in this thing called life. Any one last profound parting thought? And just to make sure we didn't lose anything in translation, refresh us how to get in touch with you at isabellathor.com and anything one more time that you might want to accentuate. Take it away.
No problem. I think it's okay. So anything, the last sort of thoughts that I have to share with you is it behooves you to learn the language of your body. And one of the things that your body will use to try to talk to you is pain. So if there's pain, there's something trying to get your attention, something deeper is going on. Start with nutrition. Go for detoxification. Not all detoxification ways are all that good. So be careful what you're doing. And also about nutrition, there's a lot of ridiculousness out there. For example, most of my clients, like God bless them, they are, unfortunately, they were drawn into the vegan and world, you know, and they have significantly malnourished themselves over time. They're losing their hair. They're losing their sleep. They're feeling awful all of a sudden. And the thing I always bring people back to is you do need animal foods in your diet. It's so important. All diets are therapeutic. However, therapeutic diets are time limited. Even the vegan diet can be therapeutic. However, when practiced for too long, it will absolutely destroy your health. And most of my clients are vegans and vegetarians who had to learn my help and more education on the subject on how to reincorporate that into their life. So I think that's something I don't say enough and I must say it because I can't tell you how many people that come to me are from that world and they think that I have a plant that can save them. I do not have a plant that will save you. I have an amazing animal-based nutrition that can save you. That is like high-quality, well-raised animal, beef liver, beef kidney, beef organs. Those are the parts I start with first if they don't want to start eating meat. Start with amazing organ supplements. That will just rock your world, okay? So that's one thing I want to say. And probably another subject we can talk about.
It's, that's so key because we've been, I won't use them. We've been conditioned to think differently. And about meat and organs and, oh, my God, that's gross. It's so healthy. It's so healthy what you just said. So yes. healthy. So thank you for doing that.
And that's probably another topic we can talk about
in the future. Seriously, it's one of the main reasons. And I'm not overly blowing smoke, as they say, because I don't do that. It's one of the main reasons I did reach out to you, and my foggy memory is starting to work pretty good over at Podmatch. I think we got that proverbial ball going quite early in last calendar year, if memory serves me. Yeah.
Dear Grandpa Bill, we can work on that, okay? Your memory...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
We can absolutely work on that, dear Grandpa Bill, if your memory is a little off. I think we could give you some good nutrients for that.
I work on it every day, and that's another subject that we can talk about. Seriously, because I've had a lot of blunt force head trauma, and that's good things to talk about. I love to use myself in that example, not egocentric or any of that kind of stuff. It's great to use yourself as an example, much like yourself, that you
did. May I say one more thing before we close? Another thing that's been profound to my practice is just being a practitioner. I just want everyone to know here, I'm the kind of practitioner who treats people like they're either a male or a female, okay? There is no other way to treat people, because if I did, I'm telling you right, just straight out, if I treat you like anything other than what you were born as biologically, I can do serious harm to you. Because if I treat a woman client like she was a man, things would not work for her. So just from that point of view, I just wanted everyone to hear that from a practitioner who is helping people get better. I help people get better because I recognize there's only two sexes in biology, and if you want to be anything else, I absolutely love and respect that you want to be something else, but I'm never going to, lie to you and say that because, I'm never going to lie to you and say I can treat you like a man with man hormones versus a woman and women's hormones. That's what I wanted to leave with as well.
Thank you so much. And we'll end it on that quick caveat. That's why you've been around as long as you have been in your chronology, you're a young lady, but and that's why you're going to stay around because of that kind of transparency. So thank you for that. And I can't wait to have our next opportunity to talk. And we'll get that in the works behind the scenes. And just for everybody's notification, real quick, and we'll sign off for today. I'm being a little bit more radio-centric for a number of reasons. Quickly, first of all, and what we talked about, a lot of interference in the world, just because of weather patterns and all that kind of stuff on the video side of life, I'm working on that. And I got some really interesting technology coming up where it's browser to browser, and we should virtually eliminate the server interference to protect the innocent. And there's lots of us that are innocent out there. So, long story short, this radio show at taping will be available in less than a half an hour. That expedites getting the message. And we have 90 seconds at sign-off, so I'm going to say bye-bye for now. Thank you so much, Isabella, and you'll have a copy. And again, this will be available like within the hour, and I'll send you an email, and we'll work on your next time around. Thanks, everybody, for joining us, and I'll see you all tomorrow, same time, same station. Good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. Have a safe, productive day. Stay together. We'll say bye-bye for now, and may God bless. Peace, everybody.